This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Now on the line, I'm joined by Brad Bindal, who is CEO at Better Bond. And we're having a conversation about housing prices here in South Africa and the resurgence of those prices. And Brad will join us now to really help us understand exactly what that's all about and if it is a good time to buy. Brad, good evening to you. Thank you so much for your time.
Good evening. Thanks for having me.
Well, Brad, I'm keen to get some insights on what we are seeing with house prices at present and the possible increase in those prices, what it does signal for us.
Yes, it's an interesting time we're in right now. As you know, the Monetary Policy Committee started raising interest rates at the end of 2021, and at that point it was at 7%, and now it's at 11.75%, which means that the prime overdraft rate is at the highest level in 14 years. And so that's put a lot of pressure on the consumer and certainly changed in a lot of people's situation in terms of affordability. But some good news, we saw a welcome quarter-on-quarter increase of 7.8% in the first quarter in terms of home loan applications. And maybe that is a sign that the market may be on the verge of a comeback.
Let's ask you, Brad, you know, when we saw those interest rates falling quite drastically as a result of COVID-19 and the government's attempts to stimulate our economy, is it possible that many people who actually couldn't afford property did actually, you know, go into the market? And of course, because interest rates were favorable, have managed to do so and then have really then battled to cope under these restrictive conditions that we are seeing now?
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, one thing I want to say up front is that the financial institutions in this country are second to none. Mm-hmm. You know, if one goes back to the financial crisis, albeit that the country took a lot of strain over that period, our financial institutions stood strong. And so the lending criteria and the way they score a client credit and look at a client's credit score is sound. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, some people did enter the market in just after COVID when the interest rates were at 7% and potentially have taken strain. But I know that the banks are keen to assist those individuals. But nevertheless, an almost 50% increase in your interest rates is going to hit everyone hard, no matter who you are.
I'm keen to also speak about demand for property here, you know, Brad, and whether we are also seeing people holding back a little bit, waiting for something to change with interest rates, or we're seeing people who can afford even at these levels going in and buying. Are we seeing that demand for property?
Yeah, I think it's too soon to say that there's an increased demand. Mm-hmm. I think we're seeing some increase in activity. Are people tentative? Are they holding back? For sure. I think everybody's waiting to see what's going to happen with the interest rates and whether we have, in fact, bottomed out. You know, many of the macroeconomic factors that affect the interest rates outside of inflation are out of our control. And so, you know, Can people afford 11.75? I think when you're talking about first-time home buyers, they have never experienced a 7% interest rate. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if they can afford now, then they will be able to afford when interest rates come down. So I think, you know, we are seeing some nice activity across the country. Mm-hmm. We've seen an increase in first-time home buyers in Q1 of 24. We've seen increase of overall buyers in Q1 of 24. We've seen an increase in the average home price in the Eastern Cape, up by 9.6%. We're seeing the highest average home loan for first-time home buyers in the Western Cape at 1.32 million. So we've seen some nice activity, but again, I'm going to say it. I think it is too soon to start shouting from the rooftop, so to speak.
Absolutely, got you. I must also ask then from the sell side here, is this kind of environment also bound to let those who are thinking of selling also hold back a little because of the prices that are out there, but also because of, like we're saying, it's just impossible at this point to have absolute conviction about demand?
Yeah, I think there is a bit of hesitancy on the part of sellers at the moment. You know, if you talk to the real estate market, they're all talking about a lack of stock, which leads one to believe that the sellers are holding back to see what's going to happen and whether this is in fact the bottom of the market. And if it, you know, the market turns, obviously, you know, your average house price increases, and so and we are seeing that across the country. The average house price is increasing slightly. So, I think there's a bit of a stalemate in the market at the moment, if I can put it that way.
Very interesting dynamics indeed. We do have a call on the line. Lihlonolo from Pretoria. Good evening to you. Thank you for your call. Brad and I are both listening.
Hi, Thando, and your guest.
Yes.
It you know, sometimes I don't know where our analysts and our financial gurus live, because for me, if we keep saying that our financial institutions, in this regard the banks, are sound, who are they sound for? I know for shareholders, yes. But would we truly, in the true reflection of the country, wherein the two-thirds of this our people cannot access credit through formal banking, can we really say that those banks in a bigger picture of the country, can we truly say that they are sound? I mean, a person who's in Alex right now, when he or she looks at our banking institution, he doesn't see himself in those banks. Neither are they. For example, I'm part of middle class. I've had to let go of over 80 people in the past 2.5 years, purely because of incompetence of our state institutions. One being Eskom cutting through our power supply in the agro-processing business. Two being that I have a farm in Polokwane where I've employed 4 staff people purely out of my own pocket. But because Reserve Bank has increased, you know, interest rates, I don't even have extra cash to pay those people. I've had to let go 4 people that have worked for me for the past, 9 years, because of the issues that has to do with our banking institutions led by Reserve Bank itself. So would we truly be saying that those banks and the financial institutions are sound from a layman's point of view, or are we just part of the middle class that continues to live in the bubble? I'm worried with that tone, unfortunately.
Thank you for that comment, Lihlonolo. Brad, I think if you'd like to respond to that, we're all ears.
Yeah, Mr. Caller, sorry, I didn't get your name. The first thing I'll say, I just want to make clear, is I'm not a banker. Mm. So I'm a home loan originator. When I say that the bank, the financial institutions are sound, what I'm referring to is the way in which they lend money and the way in which they protect your money. So, you know, whether that means that you don't have access to credit, that's not my expertise. But the MPC and banks are intrinsically linked. I mean, the MPC decides what interest rates the banks can present to the consumer. So what I'm referring to as being sound is when you have money invested in a bank or in a bank account, or when you take out a home loan, the way in which the banks conduct themselves is sound. You may not agree with their money, with their credit scoring, or you may not agree with the way they operate, but I can assure you that banks are more accessible today than ever before. But again, I'm going to stipulate the fact, I'm going to say it again, I'm not a banker and I don't represent any of the banks.
Thank you for all that, Brad. Brad, before I let you go, I think for those who might be thinking of entering the property market at this point from a buyer or seller's perspective, anything that they should be looking out for here, any market conditions that might be a better favorable for them, or even maybe a reality check about where we are right now in the cycle?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think there are deals to be had in the property market at the moment. I think that it's really important to do your homework and make sure that if you're going to put in an offer on a property, that you are buying at the right price and the property is not overpriced, etc. So you need your market information, which any competent real estate agent will provide you with. And I think it's important, don't rush into it. The banks will do their own valuation of the property, which gives you a great indication of whether you're overpaying or underpaying or whatever the case may be, or whether your offer is at the right price. And I think it's important to buy in the right area, buy in an area where you're going to realize capital growth on your property, so that your property is an investment rather than something that you have to offload later on because you haven't made money. So, the age old saying still exists, that property is a long term game, and one has to be really, really considered when you purchase a property.
Brilliant, Brad. It's been a pleasure speaking to you this evening. Thank you so much for the chat.
Thanks. Wonderful. Appreciate it.
That was Brad Bendel, he's CEO at Better Bond there. I think giving us a nice analysis of where we are in terms of property prices. And I think also, that issue of those who feel, and I think all of us at some point feel like we're just not quite being catered to by the traditional banks and the traditional models. That's exactly why a lot of fintechs are coming to disrupt the space, because they've got less legacy issues, they're more agile, and their risk appetite is better. And I guess they're able to plug some of the holes, that we are seeing in some of these traditional financing spaces, be it SMME financing or be it, with property financing. But all of it then goes back to the fact that people are using other people's money to fund us. And that always, creates this weird relationship, because they become responsible for that money and we become responsible to them. And that intermediary relationship is what I think is also leading to these blind spots that we're seeing from our traditional banking sector.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.